Good morning and welcome to all again. Let's just commit our time to the Lord. Our God and our Father, we give you thanks this morning for your well-beloved Son, the Lord Jesus, through whom we have our salvation. We thank you for your word that we have before us this morning. We pray that you would encourage us all from it and that we would be delighted to learn more about that salvation that we have through Christ and what we are in Christ. And we thank you for this time together and for bringing those here safely already. And we pray for those who may still be on their way. We commit our time to thee, thanking you in advance. In Jesus' name, amen. Just a few comments before we begin our Bible study. If you would notice on the program, just for an example, there's a heading on study number one called God's Great Salvation Through Christ. So I'm pretty sure from cover to cover of this book, we could find many verses and many things that have to do with that. So there have been verses selected for today's study, and with the help of the Spirit of the Lord, that we would stick to some of these, try to stay focused on these ones for the exercise of the conference. And then we will begin reading here. Oh, and to make our comments clear and brief, if possible. Sometimes I'm not very clear, so we'll see how that goes. I probably won't do too many comments then. No, but try to keep them clear and understanding and brief for all those so we can all gain from this. Study number one, Exodus 2, verses 23 through 25. Exodus 2:23. And it came to pass in process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage, and they cried, and their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage. And God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them. And then Exodus chapter 14. Verse 10. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. Verse 13. And Moses said unto the people, Fear not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Verses 29 through 31. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them, on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. Verse